I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
This is, you know how my son won a prize yesterday from a, he entered in a magazine. How amazing is that?
Never happened.
Never happens, because there was a courier at the door. I got a parcel and it's in his name and he's nine. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so he won a prize from this K-Zone magazine.
Doing something creative?
Yeah, you had to put 25 words or less, type in the computer, would you rather be strong or stretchy? Or something like that.
Yeah.
And he wrote it, and then he won a Han Solo pack, which is like a show bag.
Do you reckon everyone's getting the pack, or there's only one prize? Because if there's only one prize...
No, that, like, K-Zone is this magazine targeted for young boys, and they have whole two pages of prizes. It says 7 K-Zoners will win this prize. 8 K-Zoners will win this one. So I just don't reckon a lot of people enter competitions anymore.
I remember when I was at school, there was a competition to win a pair of Adidas football boots, and there was nothing better than a pair of Adidas football boots. And it was done by Baked Beans, and only one guy won. Colin Seary, and I remember I spoke to Colin. He goes, I'm not going to tell you how I did it. Then he finally, after he got his Adidas, he told me, he said, he had to write 30 words about football boots and baked beans. So what was his letter? His letter was, whenever I come home from footy, I always eat baked beans.
That was it?
That was it. I'm going, why didn't I work that out?
Have you ever won anything in a competition?
No. Never tried.
This guy from the fruit shop I used to go into, he won a trip to France because he was doing some waiting and there was these champagne bottles and had entered this competition. And he thought, who else is going to enter this competition on the label?
Yeah.
He won a trip to France.
That's
pretty good.
Extraordinary.
I was telling the kids, there was a guy at school whose dad or mum left their jobs and just enter competitions professionally.
Oh, there are those. But you see them in the current affair.
Yeah, and you go around to the house, there's just piles of new ideas and TV weeks and stuff, and the guy's just filling out furiously. But before the internet.
Yeah, but they're usually places you don't really want to go.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Remember when Matt Parkinson won Sale of the Century?
Yeah.
So he's a comedian. He was part of the Empty Pockets. A very funny guy. But he's a brainiac, and he won Sale of the Century. I remember going around to his house because he directed a show I was in, and in the corner was just a pile of sort of ill-defined, like a water filter, a drill. I said, what's that stuff? He goes, oh, that's Sale of the Century prices.
Because he would have bought them...
Yeah, from the gift shop.
From the gift shop. Yeah,
a drill, a water filter, just in a little pile.
Yeah, this goes to show, you know.
Everyone's a winner, baby.
Everyone's a winner.
You've got to be in it to win it. Okay. Oh, there's the music!
Coming over the hill. Well done, Sam.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, this is a prize for everyone. And look, you're not paying for it. It's free. It's a podcast.
It does surprise me, I must admit, that radio and television still do so well. Because I was only coming here today and I was streaming my music. No ads. Enjoying it. And television is still the main thing on the
what
block.
What sort of music do you listen to? You're intriguing.
Okay. What do you think I listen to?
Well, I don't know. I don't think jazz, but I reckon I've been to your house and you've played like a samba, mambo. Yeah,
what was I wearing?
Yeah, a Hawaiian shirt. No, you just sort of had background music on, which is, it was like when I get a massage, they put SBS Chill on, which is that kind of that ambient.
You're in the right.
Not elevator music, but really good elevator music.
Well, there was a great moment between Rob Sitch and I where we both turned up to play golf and we both drove in different cars. And I was listening to some gentle, relaxing music. And he said to me as we got out, I didn't know you could get elevator music on CD nowadays, which was a really good get. And at the time, they were all Working Dog had put out those hats, those bucket hats.
All right.
And I said in response, which I thought was a pretty good response, he was wearing one, and I said, I didn't realise Bill and Ben were doing merchandise now.
Bang.
Bang.
Nailed ya.
Yeah, well.
So what music were you listening to?
Okay, I'll give it a plug because I think it's great. Coffee.
Oh, Coffee, yeah, that's a digital station.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of, it is easy listening.
But you know what I like?
Do people sing on it?
Yeah, but you don't know the song, so you don't get songs. Okay, I don't like getting songs stuck on my head.
Oh.
So I like stuff that's not And I don't want to be yelled at by ads, and I don't want to know the news.
Sure.
And I just want to be in my own self-indulgent, vague world.
Wow.
And, you know, so there you
I
have
still it. Love rock and roll.
It gives you a little pump.
It does. If I'm going to a gig, I turned up a song last night. Oh, what was it? It was on Gold FM. So they play, you know, a lot of
80s.
Yeah, it might have been AC/DC.
I like a bit of that. I do. Oh, I'll put a bit of that on loud around my house.
Love it.
Yeah.
Look, what are the topics? The topics are
Starbucks and ancient Greece.
Okay, Starbucks. I've been to a Starbucks once, I reckon.
Well, I went to a Starbucks in New York. What reason? Okay, why did I go to Starbucks in New York? I didn't want coffee.
Toilet.
Correct.
Yeah. Or you were there to throw the black people out. That controversy. Didn't you see that controversy?
Oh, yeah, right.
And so these two black guys came to have a meeting, and then one of them asked to use the toilet, and the person said, the manager, you haven't bought anything yet. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Then called the cops on them, and then people were filming it. And then, of course, Starbucks closed for a day where they had to retrain all their managers in race relations because of this incident.
It's terrible over there. There's nowhere to go to the toilet.
Oh.
I was near getting a burger the other day. And I thought, well, while the burger's being made, I might go to the toilet.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
So I wander over the road to the pub, and there's no one in the pub.
Yeah.
So the guy, and I walk in going, I'm just going to use the toilet. And then I catch eyes with the barman, and he goes, g'day, what can I get you?
Pepsi Max?
So I said, I'll have a soda water. Thanks, I'm meeting a friend. Why did I say I'm meeting a friend? Why didn't I just say I'm going to use the toilet? No, I had to lie, didn't I? So I said, I'm meeting a friend, and I'll have a soda water. I'm looking around, I can't see him anywhere. Anyway, so I go to the toilet.
That's just why you're an actor.
And then I don't think I got away with it. And then I had to stand there and drink a soda water by myself really quickly.
Yeah.
But I decided to go to the toilet. And then I went back and the burger was, you know, been sitting on the counter for way too long. Oh, it was just a debacle. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Did Starbucks? You do the fake phone call? That's the best thing to do. Hang on a sec. Gary, and just walk out.
Oh, right.
Fake phone call.
Yeah,
Starbucks. I went there once. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. So
you don't drink coffee, but you drink Coke.
Yeah, I'm drinking one right now.
Which is full of caffeine.
Yeah.
Why don't
you
drink coffee?
I don't like hot drinks. I've talked about this before. I don't like the temperature. I don't know.
You've had a bad experience as a child. That's exactly what's happened.
That's exactly what you said last time. But I don't reckon I did.
Really?
I know this because I've been listening to our podcast just recently, because I had a Nokia phone and I couldn't listen to anything on it as a replacement phone. Anyway, that's why I'm catching up on our podcast.
Yeah, you've had an experience as a child.
Maybe. Milo, too hot. Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Ovaltine.
Burnt the roof of your mouth, which can go on for days.
Ooh.
Okay. But I like coffee, but I've never had a Starbucks coffee.
Really?
Hey, tell you something I learned the other day about if you are a decaf drinker, don't drink decaf.
Why not?
Because the amount of chemicals they put in it to make it not be caffeine.
Wow.
Is,
I didn't know that.
It's top heavy in your chemicals. So it's like, because, you know, artificial sugar and stuff
is
bad for you.
Mm.
So your artificial... Well, your artificial coffee is not good for you. Anyway, there's a fact for nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
everyone.
And if you suffer from anxiety, which I do from time to time, not at the moment, but from time to time, it'll only heighten your anxiety.
Yeah.
But I'm doing this new thing at the moment because I, and this is interesting, get your pens out. I get up, have breakfast, do a bit of work,
mm-hmm.
have lunch, and I reckon you'd fall into the same trap.
Have a nap.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you get so digestion kicks in.
You know what I'm. I'm a fan of the early morning nap.
You ring me and you pick where I am. I go down by the bay in my car.
Yeah, you're often sleeping when I ring you.
I think it looks sus. So I always do it with my glasses on. And they can't see me. So now I'm having a coffee just after lunch, and it's giving me a kick through.
So you don't nap?
No, not with the coffee. It gives you a little kick up.
I love an early morning nap. So I drop the kids off. I'm sometimes in bed by 8:45. I can hear other people taking, because we live near the school, I can hear other people taking the kids to school. I'm saying bye-bye. Because then you get on with the rest of the day and it doesn't affect your nighttime sleep.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, ancient Greece. I've never been to Greece. I'd love to go. Have you been to Greece?
No.
I've had Greek neighbours. Is that similar?
That's good enough.
I've been to a souvlaki shop.
No.
I love a souvlaki. I love Greek food.
Greek food.
I went to, you know, for my birthday.
You would have great knowledge of the Greek, having... meaning that you've spent a lot of time with... I've spent a bit of time with Greeks.
Greeks? Well, no, I grew up with a lot of Greeks.
Conor Fruiterer, I'm thinking.
Conor Fruiterer. Is he a real Greek?
I think he's Greek, isn't he?
Yeah, he's big Greek. Con is a Greek name. Con? Well, I don't know. Yeah, Con's a Greek name.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely.
So, yeah, no, and he would know. Anyway, so my answer is I can't eat souvlaki. I love it, but it doesn't love me.
It repeats?
Yep.
Remember I took you to those joints in Oakley? Oh, there were some great souvlakis there.
Oh, my. Oh,
I love them.
That was, yeah, but
pretty
was,
heavy though in the middle of the day.
Yeah, and then write the rest of the day off because, you know, big chunk of lamb.
Yum. I mean, I'm more souvlaki than kebabs, actually, I've got to say.
Difference is?
Yeah, kebabs are Turkish, I think, originally, and souvlakis are more Greek. But ancient Greece, there's the Acropolis.
Yep.
There's a lot of gods.
Yep.
They invented the Olympics.
Oh, you're good already.
Yeah, and they used to compete in the nude. Made for some interesting holds in wrestling, as they say. At least compete in the nude.
You'd have to have you'd have to have some sort of release sign if you were getting an arsehole in the face.
Yeah, like, come on.
That's where tap out came from, I reckon.
Tap out, yeah. From oh my God. Get your bum out of my face, buddy. I don't know. You know, I know a lot about ancient Rome because the kids.
Oh, do you?
Well, the kids seem to learn a lot about that. And we went to Pompeii and Herculaneum and.
Ancient Rome.
So ancient Italy. So right, Pompeii is near Naples. So and you go to the Roman ruins. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Amazing. And
I've been to the one in Vegas.
I've been to Sovereign Hill in Ballarat. Is that similar?
Yeah, it's
And the Colosseum's incredible.
Yeah, it's great. Amazing. It'll be great when they finish it. Lose my comedy license for that.
But I haven't been to ancient. I'd love to go because the Greeks were first, were they not? They were before the Romans. The Greeks were before the Romans.
Can we ask Sam?
Sam, were the Greeks before the Romans?
Ancient Greek civilization began around 800 BC. Romans didn't appear at least until 500 years later.
Didn't they create civilization? Everything goes back to the Greeks.
Democracy.
They created democracy. That's right. They had parliament and stuff.
Good on you, Sam. Mm. She's got a load of stuff in there.
But how is that related to Starbucks?
What else do we know about Starbucks?
I don't know. Coffee. They closed down stores in Melbourne and Australia.
When I was walking out, again, okay, I don't want to go on about being recognised, but whenever I walk out of a restaurant and I get recognised, people go, hey, excuse me, are you Russell Coit? I go, yeah, hi, have a little chat. And then, because here's my theory, get a laugh.
And then move and on.
Move on the laugh.
Yeah.
Because then you're not caught having a chat about everything. Yeah. So, and I always say to them, I go, by the way, don't worry about paying the bill. I own the restaurant. Move on the laugh.
That's a cracker.
That's a good
one.
I'm
going to use that one.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did that. And then the guy goes, yeah, you said that last time.
Well, it's like when I turn up at Pilates every week, and if there's new women in the class, I always go, "All right, girls, I'm the instructor. Let's get cracking." And then they go, "Oh," and I go, "Oh well, we'll give Sally a go. Crackin'. Let's get cracking. Come on." Anyway, okay. So I don't know anything about Starbucks in ancient Greece. I got to think about this. Do we know any Greek people?
I
went to school with Evan Stenziotis.
Do you know any gigs with any guys who are Greek?
Any what?
Do you have any Greek stand-up friends?
Nick Giannopoulos. No, he's Greek. I don't really know him.
I think he's Greek.
George Kapaniaris is Greek.
Yep.
I know George.
Have you got his number?
No, I don't got his number.
I'm just flipping through my phone.
Who have you got?
Will I text? Because I was only talking to him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Will I text Conor Fruiterer?
Oh my God, is he still working in a fruit shop? Surely owns a fruit empire these days.
I'll text him just to make sure that he is around.
Sure.
And just talk amongst yourselves for a moment. I'll just send that.
I wonder if he does like Farmers Direct deliveries now.
Don't say that.
Well, they went broke. But I wonder. No, I wonder if he's branched out into that kind of, you know, internet selling stuff on the internet.
He's done a lot of. That's a character that he's kept going for a long time. He's done very well out of it.
Okay.
Should we ring him?
Well, I'd love to speak to
Hang on.
A Greek person.
So we have to ring him on the special phone, which
Sam's going to ring for us. Sam, don't give out his number on air. Yeah,
his number there.
Everyone to start ringing Con
and
the Fruiterer.
That is Con the Fruiterer's number, so fingers crossed this works.
Asking for Tula, Sula and Mula's hand in marriage.
Do we hear it ring?
It's ringing.
Oh, my God. This is exciting. Have you met him before?
No.
Fishing Pep Parthenon. Not always that bad. Couple of days.
Is that Connor Fruiterer?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Oh, this is Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. We're doing the Somehow Related podcast, and we were just talking about you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Yeah. You want to place a home delivery order?
I was saying, I wondered if you did home deliveries.
Yeah. So, what's in season at the moment?
Although I've had lately, it's been a bit annoying. This woman the other day said, "When you come round, no one's going to be home." I went round, no one was home.
What fruit would you recommend at the moment?
I always love apples. Apples is beautiful. You can also find some of them nice, puppy-looking mandarines.
Oh, yeah, they're good at the moment, mandarines.
You know, the ones, the great big puppy-looking ones.
Yeah, the puffy-looking ones.
They look like they've got really bad acne.
Yes.
They look like the Sid Connor bear of fruit.
They look like they're allergic to peanuts, don't they?
How are the girls going?
They're quite nice. Onions is always good.
Onions?
Yeah.
Onions.
They're very nice on a barbecue.
Yeah, how are your daughters going? Tula and Sula?
Oh, yeah. Rula, Sula, Tula, Bula, Fula, and the Happy. They're all good. Yeah. Everyone's happy. We're all working together.
And now, is it Marika, your wife? Is she there?
Marika, she, yeah. You want to speak to him?
Well, her, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. I'll go and get it. She's unloading the truck.
She's working hard.
Marika, come in. The boys on the farm. What boys on the farm? The boys are on the farm.
What boys? Hello.
Hello.
Marika.
Hello.
This is Glenn and Dave. How are you?
Hello, Glenn and Dave. How are you today? I'm a little bit puffed, but then I'm loading the truck.
I've been loading the truck up.
But I'm loading the truck. Tom will do it, but he's got a back. What can you do?
Well, we want to talk to you about Starbucks. Who would be the best person to talk to, you or...
Greek mythology.
Starbucks.
You or Con?
Do you know anything about Greek mythology? Does Con know about Greek mythology?
Greek history?
Starbucks, that's a sort of... is that like Southgood?
Well, what year did you come out to Australia?
I came out in the 60s.
Right.
You want to talk to Con?
Con's gone.
Something. You want to talk about Star?
Give me the phone.
Wait a minute. Don't snatch. I'm not snatching. You just pull me off. Give me the phone.
Domestic harmony.
All right. Hello. You want to talk about Starfruit?
Okay, no. Starbucks, not Starfruit.
Starbucks, the coffee place.
Yeah, history.
You know anything about Greek history? Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Greek mythology. Do you know anything about that?
I had a bit of a run-in that's why you're talking about Starbucks, because of the siren.
Yes. You're saying there's something.
The mermaid and the star.
Logo.
The logo.
The logo, yeah, I know.
I reckon, Con, you've led us in the right direction. I reckon we're good. Can you maybe go out and help Marika?
Yeah, well, I would, but I got a pack, you know?
Yeah, sure.
He's also in the truck. Anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Thanks, Con. Thanks, appreciate that.
Okay, no worries, boys.
Okay.
Have a good one. Why did you ask me about this one?
Because you're Greek.
You working on a deal with Starbucks.
See you, Con. Thanks, Con. See you later.
Oh my God.
If I don't have at least 15 cups every day, I stop shaking.
Yeah, he's still going. Couple of days, mate.
Anyway, please. Catch you later. Happy birthday. Good luck to your family.
Yes, good luck to your family. Con. Oh, my God.
Oh, there he goes.
Technical. There we go. That was the Con the Fruiterer.
Yeah.
You know him.
I pull on some big ones.
Who are we bringing next? Colin Carpenter?
We'll have a competition one day. We'll go through our phones and see who's got more.
Oh, I think you'd win that competition.
I don't know about that.
Well, I reckon you would. We've got some similar numbers, but then you...
Right. Maybe just showbiz people. I reckon you'd be doing it right. Okay. So he did say something interesting.
Yeah, the logo.
Because remember with Chupa Chups that was...
Correct? Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali. We learnt that on this
podcast, yeah.
That he said something about the sirens.
Yeah, so is that logo, that woman on the, who looks like Statue of Liberty, kind of.
Sam, can we have a look at the police?
Starbucks.
Can you bring up the image logo of Starbucks logo? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
It does look like the front of a ship, doesn't it?
It could be a mermaid. Could be a mermaid.
You know, the so front of the, what do they call that? It's a siren, isn't it, the front of the ship?
That's the siren, yeah.
So I reckon he's onto it.
Do you reckon it's but how's that ancient Greek? Is that a Greek thing, that mermaid, or?
That's a good question.
We need some thinking music.
Yep.
What sort of music should we have?
Didn't
Con the Fruiter put out a single? Oh, I think he did put out a single.
Couple of days.
Well, can we play a bit of that? Sure, we can play a bit of that. We just spoke to the man himself. I'm sure he put out a single. All right.
Okay, let's hear a bit of
here
that.
Here we go. I
don't need the computer, cause I got me fruit. It's fresh every single day. And when you buy him, if it's not quite right, this is what I say.
I've got to say, I brought some showbiz.
Yeah, you did. You did. And that single, did you co-write that song? Or?
Uncle Arthur was talking about bringing one out at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
And that didn't happen?
No.
You bitter about that? Or?
Let's just not talk about it.
Let's not talk about it.
I didn't have an angle.
It is kind of, yeah, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, well, you could just do...
I was going to bring out a re-recording of Downtown. You know, that's like Downtown. And I was going to go downtown and... just muck go around into the city and muck around, but it was kind of this.
No. Russell Coit could do a single. Has he ever done a song? He sings occasionally or play guitar, doesn't he?
We always do bits of songs.
I always think of Macca. You know the guy who does ABC Sunday Mornings? You ever heard him? He's a bit Russell Coit with a slightly more ABC edge.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's a, g'day, Australia. Macca here. Everybody. And We got bloody Doug from Gundawindi. Are you there? Are you at the second house from the left next to the water station? It's like,
good to talk to you, mate.
Yeah, the government's doing the wrong thing by the farmers. Yeah. Don't want to get political. Okay. So, well, I don't think I've got any ancient Greece and Starbucks. I'm just going to say the logo is a Greek god.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I'm going to say they stole the idea and rejigged it. For some sort of copyright reason or something, but that's not the actual one. I'm going to say that they it's based
copyright.
On
that. Yeah, you think Thor might be suing them?
He doesn't want to look like he's used it as a theme, right?
With his lightning bolt.
Yeah. So anyway, let's find out what the answer is.
The Starbucks logo is based on the ancient Greek concept of the sirens. Starbucks used the concept for their logo in the early days. She was topless before someone decided they should hide her breasts with her hair.
Wow, okay. Go. I was sort of right. And she used to be topless. That's right, she did too.
You can't imagine them. So what Sam's saying is that she started out being topless and they pulled it back?
Yeah, they pulled it back.
So they made her put a top on.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
It's like you see that sort of stuff happening in kids' books, like old kids' books, like Richard Scarry books. I don't know if you know them, with the little Lowly Worm and Huckle the Cat. And they're great. What do people do all day? And in the 70s ones, when he wrote them, they're all smoking and drinking. And they've cut it all out. So you'd be at the beach and there'd be like a cat smoking, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Huckle's dad's not smoking anymore.
PC kicks in and you've got to adjust the innocence of what you've created. It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame. Starbucks. So what do you say when you get your coffee? Do you give your real name or do you have a made-up name?
Oh,
you know, or a smoothie?
Oh, let's go with Glenn.
Oh, Glenn, okay.
What most people do.
Well, I don't know. Our producer, Courtney, has an unusual name for a boy, Courtney, because you just think, and so... What name do you say again, Courtney?
Sam.
He says Sam.
He doesn't want.
Depends. If it's an Asian, Thai place, I say Lee.
He's racist. Okay. He says Lee if it's an Asian place.
I never thought
of
that.
Or Sam, because Courtney, people stuff it up, don't they? Yeah.
I see.
They stuff it up. So Corky, Charlie. Courtney, Charlie.
So then Sam. If there's a Charlie there, then yeah. you don't know whether I think that's mine. No, I think it's mine. What's your name? My name's Charlie. And then you get the
from this day on, I'm going to say Con. It's going to be a couple of days.
Oh, what? I think we should do that more often.
We should.
Do you think that's fair that we ring out someone who may know something about? I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Hey, you know what else we should do?
Yeah.
If people are interested, maybe they could send us some.
Yeah, if they've got to somehow relate it, send it in, and our producer Sam,
or Lee
can read it, and then he can let us know. As opposed to Sam the robot can also read it as well.
Talk to her about like that. It's a robot. She's a person. Well, she has feelings.
You go to the show notes and
if you send them in, we won't look them up. We promise. And then maybe we could ring that person and tell them.
They could tell us.
How good would that be?
That'd be great.
Oh, this show's exploding.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's the latest thing.
Let's go get burgers.
Oh, yum.
You want to say something?
Okay, so send the suggestions. You can send it to me via Facebook or Twitter.
Is that the only link we've got?
Well,
you can drop them in my letterbox.
Or you can email Courtney at nearly.com.au. Courtney spelled C-O-U-R.
Can't we put links somewhere to something?
Courtney. Yeah, we'll put a link. We'll put a link in the show notes to Courtney's email address. Yeah. Address him as Sam or Lee, if you're Agent Lee, okay, thank you very much. Racial profiling. Or hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Or if you see Glenn in the street, just approach him.
Well, yeah.
Big fan of the show. He'll think it's Russell Coit, and then
I had trouble getting paid a certain other job I was doing because my computer wouldn't talk to their computer. And you know what I suggested?
What?
I said, can I put the invoice in the mail?
Good idea.
Because I thought, if that's the only way I'm going to get paid, and then they can pay me that way. Because it wasn't working. And then I'm thinking, what do they call it? Style mail.
Yeah, style mail.
Man, she goes, no, you don't want style mail. It'll take ever for you to get paid.
No, at least you get paid.
But I do like going to the letterbox every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like getting a letter. I got a check the other day for a gig I did. It's unusual to get a check. You know, when you see a check, you're like, what is this?
Wow.
I've got a checkbook somewhere.
So if you bought a new house now, how would you pay? How would you put the deposit on it? Not that you're going to buy a new house. See, there was a time when checks were around.
Of course.
Now they're not. That a bank check you can still get. I mean, I guess you do a bank transfer.
You do a bank transfer.
You don't bring your credit card to an auction.
Auction. No.
There was a time when you bought a blank
check.
Bank check.
Yes.
And then you write, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Interesting. I don't know. What do people do that anyway?
Oh, no. They do a deposit now online. Yeah. They absolutely do a deposit.
Okay. Anyway, I just.
Do it on your American Express card and get the points.
Okay.
Someone told me that they would pay their tax return bill with their American Express card and get their points.
Yep.
Can you do that?
Yep.
What?
Oh, well.
That's not a nerd myth.
Why can't you pay for it with your why can't you?
Well, that's a good point because normally
I do a transfer from my bank account.
Right.
But if you dump the money into you get your points.
Well, my tax is based in the Bahamas, so I don't know.
You're fine then.
I haven't spoken to Rael lately, my accountant. He's gone missing.
Yeah. What does Rael say when he gets coffee? He
just goes, Ray. I think Ray. I don't know. I've never met him. I've only met him online.
He doesn't exist.